Are you ready for the startup experience of a lifetime? Three determined guys building their dreams and sharing their journey. Buckle up and grab a beer, because these guys will blow your mind. You're locked in to the Jerusalem Hub audio experience, and it all starts in three, two, one.
Hello and welcome to episode 4 of the Jerusalem Hub audio experience. I'm Shalom Makowitz, COO and co-founder of Jerusalem Hub.
Yaron Pacht, co-founder and CFO.
Aaron Manlowitz, CTO and CMO.
Co-founder. The purpose of this podcast, just so people are aware, is we're here to discuss how we're the inner workings of what we're doing business-wise, as well as help inform everyone else what it takes to start a business, and the kind of dedication, the kind of work that it takes to start a business. So I want to first start off by saying, first of all, I'm really excited. You guys know why I'm really excited?
Why?
Because this is episode 4. You know what that means? It means a full month of podcasting.
Ooh. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah.
Also, tomorrow's my Aliyah anniversary, whatever. It's just a thing.
Okay.
either way, obviously that doesn't matter, but let's move on to the docket here. So last night, yesterday, I worked a full day of work. I came home and I was working on the podcast for today, and I was thinking like, okay, I got everything ready to go, but something doesn't feel right. What's going on here? So late at night, after I finished all the content I wanted to put on the podcast, after we did a little bit of work on some other stuff that we're going to discuss later, I went to Yaron, and I was like, dude, let's go to the hotel. I need to go on a walk. I need to like brainstorm a little bit.
So we went fresh.
Yeah. So yep. We went to the hotel. We got there at about like 12:30, midnight, something like that. And I'm sitting there, and I had two things on my mind: the business and some other stuff. And I was just thinking, and then it just started hitting me. I was like, there are some things that we needed to work on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are things that happen with businesses all the time. Where there's businesses, it's not that hard to start up a business, but the reality is that when you have partners and a good team, which we do have a very good team, sometimes there's clarity issues, sometimes there's accountability issues, sometimes there's communication issues, and unless you fix those things, it's not you're gonna set yourself up for failure, and those things are fixable.
Those are the types of things where, you know, you don't see them, they're not written down, so you know, they're easily kind of faded into the background. You kind of lose a little bit about those, and then all of a sudden it kind of becomes clear, like, hey, we're kind of missing that, and because of that, we're not functioning at 100%.
Right.
So these things just like pop up at you, and you're like, oh, we're doing amazing, and oh, what happened to that thing that we were supposed
to
do?
Right. Yeah, so basically, like, I was starting to think, like, okay, so what can we do to optimize our communication value? As a team, we work very well. Everyone's moving fast, there's things that are happening fast. But we kind of realized, like, okay, wait a second, but there are certain things that we're neglecting, certain things that are letting slip through the cracks.
Right.
And that whole walk, like, I was sitting there, and then I started working on fixing our filing system, making it more organized and all that stuff. And like, I did it all there. Like, I was not only on, I call it a spirit walk. It's just the first thing that popped into my head. But not only are we on like a spirit walk of sorts.
Angel walk.
Yeah, but like, I was brainstorming, and I was just sitting there working on my phone. I just fixed everything up, so I didn't waste a single bit of time. We ended up getting home actually around 2 a.m. We were locked out of the house. We were knocking on the door, calling. No one was answering the phone. So we're like, okay, well, what do we have? So like, we got 15 check. Let's go get a chocolate bar. And then finally I got a hold of someone. We got in. Yeah. But that's what I wanted to start off with, by just explaining that most businesses, people have good ideas, people have the dedication, but most businesses are going to fail if you don't pinpoint what those exact problems are, because those problems are huge problems, and they're not that hard to fix.
So, like, last thought on that, unless Aaron wants to add something. Like, in terms of accountability, we were saying how certain things fall through the cracks. What it really is exactly is irrelevant, but the point is, if we put a system in place, you know, what I was talking about is having a phone call every morning, you know, using our WhatsApp group as a form of communication, but not as a main form of communication, because the truth of the matter is text is not the most efficient form of communication. A lot gets lost in translation with that. And also, like, you know, not everyone's always on the group or whatever. And then, you know, in the morning we say, this is what we're going to take care of, this is what we're going to do. And then during the day we do it, and then at night we kind of go over what got done and what needs to get done the next day. So we're always on top of it, and if anything gets, anything falls through the cracks, we can hop that right back on top of the pedestal and get that done the next day like that. That's it.
And also, I'll add to that the idea, the fact that a lot of us have other like responsibilities, like I have a family that I have to take care of.
Full-time jobs.
It's a full-time job. Also, like, we're all juggling a lot of things, so obviously, like, you throw something out there, someone will look at it, and then boom, it's gone the next moment because things are moving so fast. Our company's growing really fast already.
Yeah. So even in that brainstorming moment, I also came up with ways that we could optimize our work and efforts. But either way, let's move on. You went to a you went to a conference in Herzliya.
Yeah.
You want to tell us about that a bit? And you,
sure.
You got like a, you found a connect there or something?
Yeah. So there's this guy, his name's Shachar Berger. Awesome guy. He's really out there just to help anybody that needs help. He's a mentor for a lot of people. So either way, he kind of met me at this event that I went to a couple weeks back. And he said, hey, I heard a little bit about what you guys do with Jerusalem Hub, and I think you should definitely come with me to this conference in Herzliya and meet this girl there who works with a lot of different organizations. She's part of the international school at IDC Herzliya.
So what's this guy's name?
Shachar Berger.
What does he do? Like, what's his?
He works at the Foreign Affairs Office. I don't know exactly what his job is, but he loves mentoring people, he loves getting involved, and he loves just helping anybody out that he can.
That's cool.
So he's an awesome guy. He took me to this conference, and I met this girl. Her name's Sabrina. And she's actually a friend of one of the top guys at Our Crowd. So she said right after the Our Crowd Summit, she's going to get us in touch with him. And that's pretty cool. Yeah. So, like, I mean, in the end of the day, it wasn't a massive conference. There was maybe, like, 20, 30 people there. It was more about, like, injured soldiers than it was about business, which is okay. It was still kind of cool and interesting. But that little thing, which is not a little thing, that's going to be huge down the line.
Yeah. Every single person that we meet makes a huge difference. That's the power of networking.
Absolutely.
That we've been seeing.
Yeah, 100%. It's crazy. It's crazy how this...
Like one person could change our whole... Meaning one person could change our whole business around.
Yeah, it's insane. It's insane how fast things have been growing, too. Like, the reality... Can you imagine a month of podcasting? It's crazy.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
And the amount of traction we're getting at this point.
Yeah.
Anyhow, the moment we've all been waiting for... The Our Crowd Summit.
Woo!
2 days.
Yes, on Thursday.
What do you guys, I mean, we're prepared, right? We're ready to go.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
We're ready to rock. Like, what are you guys thinking? Like, are we just going to go straight for the free alcohol, or are we going to do what we went there to do?
So we actually do have a meeting with someone.
I hope there's free alcohol.
We have a meeting with someone at the Our Crowd. So what happens is Our Crowd put up this networking platform on the internet where people who are going to go to the Our Crowd, they create a profile and people connect with each other and arrange meetings for the event. So I signed up for it, and then people started writing to me, and this one guy, I think his name is Yotam or something.
Yotam.
So cool. Yeah, he wrote to me and we arranged a meeting with him. He has some VR thing which he wants to talk to us about. We'll see what happens.
Cool.
That's
so, and some other surprises to come also.
So off the bat, we already have something organized over there. It's gonna be insane. There's gonna be thousands of people there. There's an organized by near Barkat, Our Crowd. I think Made in Jerusalem is also associated with it.
Yeah, we're gonna meet Roy Moodin.
Oh, we are? Okay, awesome. So that's even better.
Mad Eye Moody?
yeah, Mad Eye Moody. But it's going to be huge, and the next podcast is going to be filled with so much content about that. You guys are going to hear so much about that. It's going to be awesome.
Another thing was cool was that last podcast we were talking about like business cards and stuff, and I think it was you that found some really, really cool stuff. You could talk about it.
Sure. Yeah. So I mean, basically, we're always talking about how do we stand out of the crowd, right? We mentioned a little bit about digital marketing, about social media. But every little thing that's slightly different, how do we do that? So when people meet us, it kind of just rings in their mind. Like, these guys aren't just another guy here at the event, you know? So one of the things I was thinking of is like virtual business cards. You know, everyone has a business card. Everyone gets their business cards and they end up either in the trash, or they lose them, or they fall in the toilet, whatever
or
it is,
or nobody
right?
cares.
Or nobody cares. So I started looking for a virtual business card. I found this really cool little app called Haystack. Haystack, for free, lets you design a virtual business card that has all of your info on it, all your personal info, and you could text it, WhatsApp it, email it immediately on the spot to whoever you're talking to. And I think that gives us a little bit of an advantage simply because it's a little different.
It's more not personable just,
yeah,
as well.
That too. And like, listen, I mean, this is something that Aaron was talking about. Instead of having a card that you need to input the information into your phone, all you need to do, it's two clicks away. You get it, you click into it, and then you click add the contacts, boom, all the information's right there.
Boom.
So there's another factor of just accessibility of...
Tough acting, thin acting.
What?
Never mind.
what it's called? It just makes it easier for them. So when it's easier for them, it's more likely that they're going to react to it, and it's also more interesting because it's different. It's a little more virtual. It gives us a little bit more of a modern, virtual, you know, cool kids feel.
So and that's how we're going to stand out.
That's
okay.
how
our crowd.
It's
going to
be
that's
sick.
That's one of the ways.
You get that pun right there?
One of the ways.
What the?
Stand out of the our crowd.
I don't get that.
Stand out.
I'm sorry.
Stand out of the crowd.
Oh, okay.
Did I have to explain that?
I'm sorry. I'm going to have a really busy day on Thursday. Yeah. I also have a football game on Thursday.
By the way, just going to throw it out there. If you guys are at the Our Crowd Summit, you can tweet us at Jerusalem, hashtag Jerusalem Hub. And, you know, see us there. Let's get connected. Yeah.
We want to meet you.
We want to meet you.
Yes, we do.
Ooh.
Meet us.
All right.
Made in Jerusalem.
Made in Jerusalem.
I think that's you again.
Made in Jerusalem. Yeah,
I'm just
sure.
Serving it up to you like pizza.
Okay. So, basically... Uriel, one of the co-founders at Made in Jerusalem, which is a big accelerator in Jerusalem. They're a nonprofit that helps all sorts of different startups.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what? Until now, we've been kind of like the little guy, who are these people, right? Now the big boys are starting to recognize our name. Made in Jerusalem came to us. We did not go to them. And they wanted to talk to me. I gave my phone number. He gave me a call. We talked a little bit. Not so much came out of it, but the matter of fact is, Made in Jerusalem knows who we are.
We have communications.
Right, exactly. And he said, listen, if you guys ever need any help, you want to collaborate, whatever it is, talk to us. So that's just another little thing that makes a big difference in the scheme of things.
Yeah.
That's it.
Cool. Aaron, we actually at the Globes conference, we met with Stand With Us, and you spoke with them. Do you want to elaborate on that a little bit, slightly?
Oh, yeah. Secret project in the works.
Secret project.
It should be like secret project. Whatever. So I spoke with one of the representatives. He said give him a call on Sunday. I gave him a call. He didn't pick up. So I'm like, oh, let's see how long it takes to get to the Stand With Us place, which is Yerushalayim. He didn't end up calling me back when I got there, but whatever. On my way out, he called me and he gave us the DL of what we're going to be doing, and we will be starting that at some point. I'm going to be very vague about this because I want you guys to be a little bit, what's it called?
Interested.
What could Jerusalem Hub possibly be doing with Stand With Us? What are we doing with Stand With Us? What do you think?
Get to us. What do you think?
What do you think we're going to be doing with Stand With
Us?
Yeah,
tweet us. Or Facebook
message
us.
Whatever it is.
Annoy us.
Whatever it is, though,
we'll
I promise you guys, it's super exciting. So we're not just we're not just fish hooking you guys. This is actually really
no,
cool.
No, we're also fish hooking
you guys. Okay, we are also. But it is cool. It's really cool.
And if there happens to be anyone out there who doesn't know what Stand With Us is, I'm sure there is someone out there
Google
who doesn't know what Stand With Us.
Yeah.
They're like, would you call them an activist group, in a sense?
They're all about, what do you call it? Educating the college kids
campuses.
About how and being anti-BDS, how Israel is actually, all this stuff, all these lies against Israel are not true, and also bringing more awareness to Israel, and they like what we're all about, and they want to also bring awareness to Jerusalem and high tech.
And they want to bring awareness to the world
about
Jerusalem Hub.
Yes.
So that's awesome. Yeah.
The next thing I wanted to discuss was, and I'm going to give this to Yaron to discuss because he's the one who set up the meeting for us.
Sure.
And the reason why I want you to discuss is also not only because it's important for us, but also because it's important for anyone who wants to start a business. You said next Wednesday, I believe, we have a meeting with Mati. Yeah. If you want to explain what that is and why people should know what that is and how that could help them in the future, take it away, man.
Okay, so I'll start with what Mati is. Mati is kind of like, for those of you who are from the States, the Small Business Administration, Small Business Association, one of those two. They're there to help small businesses get themselves off the ground. They offer for Olim Chadashim, which are new immigrants, they offer free counseling and consulting services. So that works in our favor right there. Mm-hmm. They also just offer a wide variety of services for any small business that's trying to get off the ground. So I went into their office next week. I set up an appointment with Yair, and we're going to talk about a few things that need to get done that haven't gotten done until now. Little bit about incorporating, getting that whole process set up, talking about some other forms of how we want to shape other aspects of our company that we haven't fully formed yet, and we may need some help. There's nothing wrong with asking for help,
guys. As well as legal aspects.
Right, legal aspects definitely also. They're going to hook us up with a lawyer.
It's a major important
yes.
thing.
So
that's like must number one, just so everyone knows.
Do you want to
get the stuff you don't want to think about
out of the way?
Done.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I happen to know somebody who has an organization. He's in lawsuits with people that he's close with. It's just like, it's a messed up situation. Sure. So you got to get that. If you want to start a business, you have an idea, as unfortunate and as annoying and as stupid as it sounds, as scary as it sounds, it's the most important thing to do. And that's...
Because I'm getting protection when I sue these guys.
Right.
Yeah, thanks, Zuck.
Yeah.
I take that as a compliment.
It was a compliment.
That's why I took it as one.
Yaron, do you have any updates on the interns?
All right. I talked to two of the interns that I interviewed, and I told them basically that we found somebody else at the moment. And so there's one last person that's in the loop. I'm going to set him up for a second. I want you guys to meet him. Whether in the end of the day this actually turns out to be something that we can use and we're actually going to hire, that's fine, but I think for the sake of experience for all of us, I think it's worthwhile to meet. So yeah, I'm going to take charge of that.
Is there anything intriguing to know about this other person you're speaking about?
I just thought that he seemed really professional. He seems, the most important thing, and this is something that Aaron was talking about, was he's solutions oriented. At least that's what he sounded like. He was saying, I'm up for the challenge. Throw something my way and see what I can do. So that kind of impressed me. And that's, if we were going to hire somebody, that's what we would be looking for. So that's kind of why I think this guy is worth both you guys checking out.
Okay. Yeah. Do we have an event coming up. Does anyone want to elaborate on what we have? It's still in the works of what we're figuring out to do.
So as of now, I guess I could say it briefly.
Sure.
Our last event was awesome, and I think we spoke about that in the last podcast, that we want to make it bigger and better. So we have arranged a date and a place at Mike's. We haven't actually opened the event yet, but stay tuned. Hopefully after the Outcrowd Summit, when things have our brains have been over-fizzled, we will get back to... arranging it, because I think we've been a bit distracted by all the stuff that's been going on.
Yeah,
but we got to start buckling down and start. Mm-hmm.
But there will be an event. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. So for all y'all that have been getting in touch with me saying when's the next event, there is one. Stay tuned.
People been getting in touch with you about that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Amazing.
That's sick. Can I get a Swift high five for that? I wasn't so Swift.
Can I get a Taylor Swift five?
Okay, Taylor Swift.
You said Swift, so I took it to the next level.
Okay, fair enough.
And that's what happens on the Jerusalem Hub Audio Experience. Okay.
Yep.
We're jokers here. anyhow, so I wanted to move on to emails in terms of following up with people that we meet with. Does anyone want to elaborate on that? Does anyone want to take that?
Follow up has to be done.
Straight up.
Within the day of meeting the person, say, just send them a message. If you have their phone number, WhatsApp them. Should always be like, hey, that was a great meeting. Thanks for taking your time to meet with us. Let's take the next steps to move forward. Send us your information that we need to look at, or let's arrange the next meeting to start rolling out our stuff. We've been a little bit lax about that, and we need to start getting more aggressive and more more consistent, I'd say, about that.
Right.
I mean, it's not, I wouldn't say it's entirely our fault. I mean, the reality is that you know, starting a business is a scary thing. It's a scary thing because you're exposing yourself. We're exposing ourselves right now. Yeah. And we have the abilities, we have the ambition, we have the wherewithal to do it, But when
you love that word.
Which one?
Wherewithal.
It's a good word.
That's a good word.
But like, we have it all because we haven't been, we wouldn't have been able to do what we've done up until this point had we, do we not have the talent to do so. And it's just, you know, it's about that, what I spoke about, in terms of my spirit walk.
Exactly. Yeah. That goes back to that system of accountability we were talking about, where there's certain things that, you know, there's obviously when you're starting a business or anything, there's certain parts that are super exciting. You want to jump on top of, you want to get that done ASAP. And then there's other things where they're crucial and they need to get done, but nobody really wants to. And it's not a bad thing. Like, I mean, let's be honest. Nobody wants to do the emails. The emails are the boring part, you know, but they need to get done.
Follow-up is boring, but you got to do it.
It's part of networking. You can't finish the full extent of networking if you don't follow through.
Sometimes I follow up right after a meeting. Like, I walk away from the guy and I send him a text that it was great meeting you. Let's arrange the next talk, or send over the information. We'll get things going. Like, right after. Like, when I'm still stuck in their heads. Like, who's this guy that I just sat with for an hour and a half?
Right.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So meeting shouldn't be an hour and a half.
100%.
But whatever the case is, we're going to jump on top of that and strengthen that. And we will, any problems that we have, we will take head on with our horns.
Well, either way, I think in a sense, the fact that we're still young, but we've come so far in such a short amount of, like, short span of time, the fact that we've been preparing for the Our Crowd Summit, I think everything, like, even though it seems everything has come together, I think everything will be coming together, like, very... Yeah. Like, 100%. It's going to be a lot more, what's the word, like, smooth. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the right word. It's the word I'm using.
We'll go with that. No, it's interesting to point out that the Our Crowd Summit, that was our main goal. Let's get to the Our Crowd Summit and start building from there. But we've been, like, running so hard that so much has happened up till now that the Our Crowd Summit is like, yeah, of course we're doing the Our Crowd Summit. We're not afraid to go in front of people.
Not at all.
Like, especially a month ago, we were like, oh crap, Our Crowd Summit, what are we going to do there? How are we going to do it?
I know, dude.
And now, like, 4 weeks later, like, how are you thinking about it? Like, of course we have to be there. Like, there's so much that we can
accomplish.
Honestly,
I'm more curious about people who are going to be there that have already heard of us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, oh, I've heard of you guys. You guys are, what, like, 5 years old?
No. Like, 50 days about. So that's what's amazing. Nice. Like, that's the biggest, I think, show all of how far we've come up to this point that, of course, Our Crowd Summit, we're going to slaughter that. Like, we have to go.
I mean, what is cool is that I've been running into friends of mine that I haven't seen in a while, and they're just like, yeah, dude, I've been paying attention. We will be in touch. I'm like, oh, thank you.
Yeah. It's insane, right?
Yeah, it's really cool. We're going to move on to the CRM. That's your thing.
That's my thing. So basically, as of now, we have a system where when we get people to input their information, it goes straight to a doc that we have, which is better than it was before, because before I was doing it, I mean, we were all doing it manually, literally just typing in every single name, every single company, every single number.
What is the CRM, by the way?
A CRM basically is a customer relationship management system. It automates all of the aspects of sales, meaning when you actually get somebody's information, inputting it into the system, following up. So I'm hoping that this issue that we're having with following up, that'll be one of the main tools that we can use to really build on top of that and optimize that for ourselves, for our customers, for the company, and everything in between.
Yeah.
So that's the concept between the CRM.
So basically, when we try to get people to sign up, it's just going to go straight into a doc, or is that something else?
No, so it does go straight into a doc right now. But the idea behind the CRM is once we get our CRM completely up and running, it's going to not only put everybody's info straight into there, but it's going to record every single email. It's going to have it organized. And any time that we had a transaction with that person in any way, shape, or form, it records that also. So everything's documented. So we don't need to document it. We don't need to type in. There's a lot less data entry involved.
All discussions that have been
so
done.
For those,
what's the next one?
So for those who are listening, the CRM is a program that we are using online.
Yeah, there's a ton of free ones. Salesforce is the most prominent. That's the most famous one. But if you're trying to kind of wrap your head around how do we automate, how do we really organize all of our data, which has definitely been something that we've been struggling and learning and building on. So the CRM is kind of the next step into that.
I don't think we even thought about that before we even started. Like, how much people were going to...
There's a lot of stuff we haven't thought about. Yeah.
Some people actually do think about this stuff before they even start, and they get bogged down in all those details, and they don't even end up starting. What our method was, just let's just do it, and when we hit snags, we'll deal with it at the point. And we hit a snag, and we're dealing with it, and that's how we grow.
That's actually, it's funny, because like, you know, I've also started a couple businesses before this, as you guys have also, and the funny thing is, that's exactly where I kept on running in, where we'd think about it beforehand and say, how do we deal with that when we get there? And the funny thing is, even though that was, let's say, 2, 3, 6 months down the line, that would be what stopped us now. But our method right now, it's like we keep on going until we get stopped, and then we deal with it. Yeah. And so, I mean, I don't know if that's the perfect way to do everything in life, but in this specific situation with your startup, that has been so effective. And that's one of the main reasons, just action, action, action. That's one of the main reasons why we've been doing so well up until now.
I mean, it's also kind of interesting how, like when people start a business, they don't actually know what day they started. Like, we had a meeting and we started, and we just went from there. And like, it's kind of like a funnel where like the responsibilities were like this, and they're just going like that. You know what I mean? And it's just like, and now there's just so much to do, and there's so many opportunities, and the fact that we just went with the word go, like that was it. Unfortunately, it's not like a Monopoly game, so we don't get $200 every time we pass go, but. Hopefully.
And in addition to that, another reason why we went to Mutzi at this point is because we didn't think about how we're going to be making money up until now. And now paid clients are really knocking at our door at this point. And we can't start taking money, especially legally in Israel, yet until we have all this set up. And we didn't think about this beforehand. How are we going to do it? We're like, let's do it. We'll come in, and then we'll have to deal with it when it happens. And then, so that's one of the reasons why we're going to Mutzi.
So like, guys, like, just, I mean, for the audience, for anybody who's dealing with starting a startup right now, stop worrying about those things. They're important. Those are going to take play. Those are going to happen. Mm-hmm. But stop worrying about that right now. Just do whatever there is to do.
Just
get
legitimately,
it.
You got to start somewhere.
Just start somewhere and go from there. When
you get
it,
the snags, you'll deal with them.
Yeah, that's
like,
it.
All the New Year's resolution stuff, or whenever someone's trying to give you a pep talk, just do something, just start something, just do it. No, but like anything like that, you just start and just stay consistent, stay dedicated, and magical things will happen.
Right. So basically, don't stop yourself before you start, and then get to the point where you've, and this is where we're at right now. Yeah. We've come too far to only get this far, which is an incredible experience. It's like, even if we can't do it, we can't stop. Our name is everywhere.
Yeah.
Everybody knows us. People are calling us left and right. What, am I going to just like go hide under a rock?
Yeah, we can't hide under rocks anymore.
We can't. We have to do it.
I can't even fit under a rock.
It depends how big
we can find you a big enough rock, I promise.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. let's move on to the system of accountability.
Sure. Well, we covered that a little bit, but basically going back on that really quickly. So for us, this is something that, so I served in the IDF, Shalom did also, and something that they do for the sake of optimization, like me, when I use optimization a lot.
We're optimizing.
That's what we do. But basically, the reason why the Army does a system of accountability is because it works. And so basically the way that works is we have a meeting every single morning. You have a job, let's say, to go guard duty, to... go on guard duty, or if you have another type of mission, right? We have a meeting in the morning. Then we do the mission throughout the day. And then at the end of the day, we have another meeting about how the mission went and how we're going to change the mission next time. So that's something that we're going to start doing for us on a daily basis, at least 3 days a week, if more, obviously that's better. And that's how we're going to make sure that the things that have been falling through the cracks are no longer falling through the cracks. Yep. And that's kind of, it's a net, essentially. So, yeah. Just touching on that.
This is something that I know Yaron did research on. Mm-hmm. I know that you're like the expert at this. But just so I know, and everyone else knows as well, since we're optimizing, that's like the word of the day, apparently.
Word of the day.
I want to kind of figure out what are the proper hashtags to use for different social media outlets. Like, what should we start pushing out, and how can we find those hashtags to use, and stuff like that?
So, a cool little thing, Aaron's definitely like more of an expert on this than I am, but cool little thing I was just doing some research was that hashtags, like, you know, I used to be that guy, like, I don't want to do hashtags. That's like what teenagers do, you know? But the truth is,
that guy.
Each hashtag connects to any person that has used that hashtag. So what's so cool about hashtags is I'm going to let Aaron get into that.
Hashtags.
That was a great intro. Okay.
Hashtags. Okay, it's...
hashtag snow, oh, hashtag man. Window, hashtag glasses.
I swallowed something there. So, in social media, it's more than just throwing your content out there. It's community-based. And part of it being a community is discoverability. And different platforms like Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. Wow, I have this cough. YouTube, they have all these different systems of how to get discovered. For example, Twitter, one of the big things is we got another selfie going on.
Selfie.
You see, like, just keep throwing out content.
That was a terrible picture.
Yeah.
Podcast selfie.
Discoverability. You guys are throwing me off over here on this one. So the question is, let me do that again, is, hi.
Awesome, fine. Back to the podcast, yeah?
I need to do it, okay?
Now that we've been rudely disrupted.
For content. It's for the sake of content.
For the sake of content. That time it was for the sake of content. Yeah. Discoverability. So all these different platforms, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, they have all these different ways of being discovered. And being that Instagram and Twitter both use the same type of medium, which is a hashtag. What people do is they do like hashtag selfie. And if you search that on Instagram, for example, you'll find millions and millions of pictures that were linked to that hashtag. So another one of the ways that we get discovered is by latching onto these hashtags that have a huge following already, that a lot of people are, that there's a lot of foot traffic on them already, meaning people are searching to see who's using these hashtags. So the question that I guess we're addressing is, which hashtags do we use?
Correct.
What I've learned in proper Instagram etiquette is never to put your hashtags on the actual post itself, but as a comment to make the post look cleaner. Mm-hmm. You do have 30 hashtags to use, so you better use every single one of them.
You only have 30? I didn't know that.
You have 30 hashtags.
I did not know that.
So the way you really want to discover hashtags is look for something in your niche. Like, for example, if I search right now on Instagram, let's do this together. I'll do a search for hashtag, what are we, a startup? Let's do hashtag startup and see how many. You can actually see how many posts are in it. Right now I see there's 7,035,666
So what you're
posts.
Saying basically is if somebody uses hashtag startup, that means over 7 million people have access
used,
to...
7 million people have posted under that hashtag. That means it's a high traffic hashtag and it's a good hashtag to use because that means people are going to be looking for that. And under here I have a lot of other top hashtags that were also use, like startup life, startup, startup business, startup Chile, startup India. The main thing that I do, my tactic is to use 30 related hashtags that have over 500,000 and over a million posts to them, because then I know they're going to be discovered and discovered fast. Meaning I could post something on a beginning Instagram account and use 30 really high volume hashtags and get 30 likes on it, even though I only have 2 followers. Right. So that's basically how I do it.
And awesome. people yeah. search with hashtags and stuff?
People search hashtags, that's how you get discovered. There's people using search to discover more content. That's the way to do it, mm-hmm. through hashtags. So if you're using 30 hashtags, you are basically spreading your name across 30 different discoverable channels,
which could be be millions of people.
And not only they're discoverable channels, they are popular discoverable channels. There's another thing that we also do is creating a hashtag for your business, which is also important because you want your business to be discovered under a certain hashtag. Like we have hashtag Jerusalem Hub. It's not the same thing as being discovered under that channel, but it gives you your branding. So if someone searches up Jerusalem Hub, you're the only one using Jerusalem Hub, and that is your hashtag. So it's okay to sacrifice one hashtag for branding yourself.
For building your own hashtag.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
The difference between Instagram and Twitter is that Twitter, you only have 280 characters, so you can't really do 30 hashtags. As opposed to Instagram, you could comment up to, I think, like 14,000 characters, something like
Seriously?
That.
Seriously?
You could write a whole blog on an Instagram post if you wanted to.
Wow.
Also, in addition, it's relatively new, maybe about a couple of months, 6 months old. Instagram stories, if you're not using that, you better use it.
Yeah, that's
cool. Huge reach.
How did those have a reach?
That's
what I've been curious
about. So Instagram took stories from Snapchat, and they took it to the next level. They made it discoverable using hashtags. Uh-huh. You could put a bunch of hashtags, and if you actually search a hashtag in Instagram, like let's say we do one right now, like startup, okay, you will see a circle on the top with a hashtag, and those are stories that used that hashtag.
Oh, wow.
So
that's
if really you cool. get your story on there, and there's maybe, I don't know, like 15 stories up there, your story will be seen by a lot of people. And I've gotten a lot of traction just by putting a hashtag on a story.
Just learn something new.
Yeah. So put hashtags on a story, and also try to make your stories look
nice. So now that I understand how Instagram stories are relevant, how are Facebook stories relevant?
So Facebook has rolled out stories as a new thing as well. I mean, it's been new for personal accounts, but they actually just rolled it out new on for Facebook pages and for Facebook. What's the other one? They have pages and groups. Exactly. Not a lot of people use it because they think it's gimmicky. That's why every single Facebook page company should be using it, because you will always be on the top of the feed, especially with the new algorithm that Facebook rolled out, which is knocking down business pages and making your Facebook feed more personable. So if you have a story for your Facebook page, which is exactly the same thing as Instagram, just not as discoverable, if someone likes your page, they will see your content and they'll be reminded of your page. That's all I have to say about that.
That's a lot of information. We're probably going to discuss that a lot.
Yeah, and things are evolving every single month. I think Instagram is rolling something new out this year. Like I have a contact that is feeding me a lot of new information that hasn't come out yet. Like for example, Instagram may be splitting their feed app from their story and build additional story
app.
Wow.
That I don't know when that's gonna happen.
I feel like that would be a little much.
That's just new.
We'll find
that's
out.
Crazy.
We'll see.
Well, with that being said, I hope you learned something from that. I definitely did, because now I understand why I keep doing Instagram stories. Now I'm going to do a lot more.
Yeah.
No, Instagram stuff. I mean, just that whole thing. Like, guys, that's valuable right there. I mean, we keep on saying about how get yourself out there and all, but we're just now talking about the technical aspects of that. How to get yourself out there, not from the perspective of getting yourself out of your comfort zone, but from the perspective of how do you get yourself out there that people actually see you?
How do you be discovered?
Right. That's incredible.
So now we're going to move on to the next section of this podcast, which is current affairs. This time we're going to be talking about Alexa and why it's so important and the competition that's coming out for them. All I know about Alexa is that it's this box that you talk to and you just say stuff and it does what you say. Doesn't make you food, but it does everything else. Does it make you food?
You can order.
Okay. Oh, you can order food. That's not making food.
That's
but either way. That's
still pretty cool. Come on.
Like, why is Alexa so important in terms of like SEO and like why is it so relevant? Why is it such a big deal?
Voice is the next thing. That's why. Voice is going to be taking over social media as we know it now.
Do you have a Google thing or something here?
Oh.
Pause, time out.
We're timing out here?
We're timing out for a second.
We didn't have to.
We didn't have to. Alright, I'll just cut that out. Anyway, voice is the new kid on the street, I guess.
New kid on the block.
like, we already have Google is in on it. Alexa is pretty much dominating it. Like, if you want to know some, like, quick facts about Alexa, let me just throw them down.
Sure.
Just plug it in, guys.
Okay, plug it in, plug it in.
So, yeah. So, here's a few interesting ideas. Facts about Alexa itself. And then I'm going to elaborate a little bit more about benefits from Alexa. Like, why is it so important? First of all, it's important while this loads. Okay. 12 amazing Amazon Alexa statistics. This was updated in November 2017, actually. Number of skills available on Amazon Alexa right now is 25,000 skills. Okay, so let's talk about skills. First of all, Alexa is like any smartphone, except you control it with your voice. You can also connect it straight to your phone, and that's basically how... you can control everything and then monitor all the stuff on your phone. Anyway, so a skill is basically an app. Like, I can just throw this one out there. I could say, Alexa, fart. And someone created a skill that if someone says, Alexa, fart, Alexa will play a farting noise. There's a lot of, there's many other things. You have daily briefs. Which is a news brief, where all these news agencies already are putting out content via voice. You say, Alexa, what's on the news? And if you already added CNN or NBC, Fox, they will read out to you their news brief for that day, which are updated every single day. Meaning, if you have a blog or something, you can create an Alexa skill called news brief, and someone will add it to their skills, their apps on their Alexa, and your news brief will be put on, which is something that I talked about like a month ago about what we should be doing, creating an Alexa skill.
Hey, let's get on that. Put that down. Something to think about.
So right now there's 25,000 skills as of November, meaning it's not saturated yet with millions of apps.
Is it like AI in a sense that it's going to be adapting?
AI is like the core center of Alexa at this point. There's crazy stuff. So it's not saturated with apps, so meaning that you could build an app and make it something really... If you have something creative, like I've seen blackjack apps, you could play blackjack and pay money and make money with an Alexa skill just by gambling.
That's really cool.
And there's about 8.2 million devices, people that own an Amazon Echo. Oh. Interesting.
We're probably going to discuss it much later on.
Yeah, there's so much more to go, and really, like, enough. you can order Amazon Prime. You can listen to music. You can probably shop for groceries on Alexa at this point.
We're going to move on to the next section. We're going to move on to the next section.
That's perfect.
This is the books that we've read in the past week. I'm going to start off. I have officially finished 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen R. Covey.
Mm-hmm.
I had to restart it a few times because it's literally full of information.
Yeah, that thing is jam-packed.
It was a damn good book. I highly recommend it. What I thought was really cool and interesting about it was the fact that a lot of his examples were not business-related. They were family wife related. They were family
kind of
related.
Relationship.
It was like relationship related, and it was making me think like, okay, why am I listening to this book if it's just family related? Which obviously is important.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, but I realized that like it's not only that you practice with your family so that you can practice on others, but it's also the fact that if you have a stable home base, stable environment,
yeah,
everything else is stable. You're mentally stable. You're cool, calm, and collected. And I really highly recommend that book. I'm probably going to listen to that book again. It was a really sick book. The next book I'm going to get onto, which was recommended by your own, which I hopefully will start this coming week, is The Personal MBA by Josh Kaufman. And that's what I have to say about my books.
The Personal MBA, I've listened to that 3 times now because it's so jam-packed with useful information. Every single time I listen to it, I learn something new.
That's the one that you finished this week.
Yeah, that's the one I finished. And it's a little bit long, but it's got so much valuable content in it. I mean, honestly, I'm going to listen to it again at some point. If I just, I want to get onto other books at this point, but otherwise I just get like rewind it and do that again. There's just so much valuable content.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of excited very excited to start that
to
book.
To start that one.
And Arnold, what are you up to?
So, I also recently finished The 7 Habits. I actually started reading it, and then a few months ago, then I just listened to it quickly and was blown away, learned so much. But now I started this week, a few days ago, a book called Sapiens, A Brief History of Humankind by Yuval Noah Harari. He's actually some Israeli guy that lives in, he wrote this while he was in Bar-Ilan University. Was Bar-Ilan? No, the Jerusalem University thing. What's it called? Hebrew University, yeah. Anyway, that book really like takes you through like every little step of the way, how humankind started and how they evolved, the difference between sapiens and Neanderthals, and how the Neanderthals, they fell off the face of the earth.
I'm a Neanderthal, just no, so you're people know.
No, he's not. He's not. But it also gives you very deep insights into who we are, how we think, how we act, personalities,
really
how that
cool.
evolved. And if you're wondering how that relates to business, like, he actually, like, I'm maybe 4 hours into the book, eight chapters in, and we are already talked about, like, what a business essentially is, and he explained it basically as smoke and mirrors. It's not a real thing.
That's right.
Because it
cool.
used to be that people, when they did business, they were passing on real stuff.
Yeah.
Like sticks and stones and there was actual...
Trading
goods and stuff.
Yeah.
But business, even before that, but businesses...
Like
he compared,
bartering and
he compared
stuff.
That kind of to religion. How that's kind of like, in a sense, in our heads, it's beyond us.
Mm.
And like any company... And he talked about other stuff like the agricultural revolution, which is what I'm up to now, and how was it good or was it not good? And there's so much information. I have way more to go, and
we
I highly recommend
ruined
it.
The book for everyone.
Yeah. No, I barely started it.
Awesome.
Yeah, I would, if anyone's starting a book, I would recommend any of those books, as well as The 4-Hour Workweek, which is a great book.
Yeah.
I think it's cool because it's the 4-Hour Workweek specifically talks about learning every skill, not just
mm-hmm.
learning one skill.
Right.
The day of learning one skill
is over.
It's over. You got to know how to do a little bit of everything. That's the only way you're going to be able to succeed
yeah.
in business. Let's move on to the questions. My favorite part.
We got questions from viewers and
how many
friends.
Questions do we have this week?
I think
week?
We have 3 questions.
Three?
No,
it's
four. We have 4 questions.
Four questions? Let me see how many do I see here.
Do you have one from Yahoo, huh?
The first one we got today was from Maple Holistics.
A.K.A. Azaria, A.K.A. Kalev Bacharach.
Really? He runs that Twitter?
Yeah, he's our, so far, our
hey.
Best listener, our most dedicated listener.
That's awesome.
So,
hey, J-Hub. Big fan here. Thank you. We appreciate that. Wondering if you had any tips on how to improve your social media skills.
Well, we discussed that.
It doesn't always come naturally to everyone. Thanks for all the great work, and rock on.
Nice.
It's an amazing question.
We
I'll
did
tell
discuss
you,
it.
We did discuss it. I'll give a brief on it because we have a bunch of other questions to talk about. But how, I don't think, just to say it doesn't come naturally to everyone, I don't think it comes naturally to anybody, because all these social medias were created by one individual who made up how each social media works. So the best way to do it is to emulate how the people who are doing well in it are doing it. And I'm not talking about celebrities, I'm talking about people who are actually putting in the work. Watch what they do, don't watch them.
Go on
see what
YouTube
they do.
Also.
YouTube is an amazing source
yes.
for learning how to do things the right way.
YouTube
so
University.
If you want to learn how to best do Twitter, there's millions of videos probably about how to do it. Want to do Instagram? Basically all the information I spewed earlier about Instagram, I learned off of YouTube and tried and tested myself, and yeah.
It worked.
Same thing with Facebook. So you're right, it doesn't come naturally to anybody. That's why you got to do the research to see how you can use it for yourself. Kind of subjective.
Do you want to get the next question or should I get the next question?
You get the next question.
Okay. Moshe Epstein. If my startup fails multiple times, how many times do I get back up before it's time to quit? It's an interesting question.
So the question is, why did it fail the first time?
It also depends the second on time. What you define as failure.
What's a failure? Like, how long were you in the game to say that it failed? Did it fail because you just decided, like, I can't do the work anymore, so I'm going to fail it?
Did you fail because you stopped making money? Because that happens with everybody.
Yeah. I mean, Tony Robbins, he says, don't change the goal, change the strategy. So meaning, let's say even if you tried something five times and you failed, he says, don't just give up on that. Just find a different way to go about doing
that. But that's also a very profound quote in the sense that you can apply that quote into any aspect of life, not just business.
Right.
If you, I don't know what it is, like if you want to be more productive, so you change the plan. Wake up earlier in the morning.
Yeah.
Go to sleep at an earlier time. Get better sleep so that you are more productive and more fresh in the day. Like, that's what I would expect. I mean, that's when people say you have to fail in order to succeed. The only way you're going to learn how to succeed is by failing.
Right. And that also segues into Einstein's quote about what insanity is. What is insanity?
Not the workout thing, by the way.
Yeah. We don't have to talk about that. Insanity is someone who tries something many times expecting a different result.
Right.
That doesn't mean, like, stop your startup. That means start it in a different way, and then you'll get a different result. Like, not failure after a few times, but success because you try it a different way.
Right. Yeah, yeah. That quote is gold.
Yeah.
Right, what was it? Insanity is trying something over and over the same way, but expecting a different result.
Yeah.
It's great.
You can apply that to like a skater, like a guy who's a pro skater.
Yeah.
He's got one trick, he's gonna keep doing it, and once he lands it, he's ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
You got the next question. Do you have a question from Yehuha?
Yehuha. Do you wanna do this one?
Sure. So the next question is from our dear friend, Yehuda. Given your awesome marketing team, how can you use marketing in different ways than you already are?
Interesting question.
Hmm. He's kind of challenging us in a way.
He is challenging.
Yeah.
I mean, but like I said before, we started our business and things have just kind of, like, there's infinite possibilities.
Right,
right now we're rocking social media. Last week we just went on YouTube, so that's one part. We now understand how to use Instagram stories and why they're so important.
Also, things like the virtual business cards, that's going to help us market ourselves in person differently.
And Alexa skill.
We also have the weekly emails, that's marketing as well. We have our events, that's marketing.
Yeah.
We have following up on our networking, that's marketing. We have showing up at these events like the Our Crowd Summit, that's marketing. I mean, is there anything else I'm missing here? SEO, that's also marketing.
But also, a thing that's really important to note is that it's not about looking for different ways to market the way you already are. It's about seeing what's working. Should you change it? Maybe you don't need to do something different in that point.
You need to stay consistent.
You need to stay consistent and use that way even better than you have at this point.
Like the 80-20 rule from the 4-Hour Workweek.
Exactly.
Like, if you see what's working, focus 80% of
book
your
drop.
Yeah.
Book drop. Boom. Knowledge. Taste that. All right. But the point is, if it's working, focus more on that and then focus less on things that aren't necessarily working as much. And that's
exactly
it. Yeah.
And our last question from Aishman. I believe this is Ellie Scheller.
Ellie Scheller.
His question.
Lovely boy.
His question is, what's the deal with Wix?
In one word, what is the deal with Wix?
Let me ask Google. What's with Wix?
Let's see what they come up with. Does anyone know what Wix is?
It's really funny. I just wrote what's with Wix and the first thing that came up was WordPress.
Boom. There you go. That's the deal with Wix.
So this is Wix. Wix.com is a cloud-based web development platform that was first developed and popularized by an Israeli company also called Wix. It allows users to create HTML5 websites and mobile sites through the use of online drag-and-drop tools. So if you're asking if you should use Wix or not, because that's what I assume you're asking. Really use any platform that works for you. You can use Wix. Our website is actually on
Squarespace.
Squarespace. I just liked the platform better, and I think they had better SEO. And I didn't want to put together a full WordPress website because we just needed something up. I personally don't like Wix. That's just my
Wix is cool also because they have workspaces, like public workspaces all over the world that people can go and work at and build websites there. So that's just kind of cool also. Maybe something like
that. So that's what's with Wix. If you want to use it, use it. There's many other options out there. It's definitely much easier than WordPress. And I think there's another one called Weebly. There's Jimdo. And GoDaddy, I know, has their own thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it depends on what you're doing. Like, if you want to make a shopping store, use Shopify. It's easy. It puts everything together for you. Even payment.
Shopify's cool.
Shopify, mm-hmm. I like Shopify. Cool. That's all I have to say about
that. All right, so awesome. We're done with the social media quizzes. Thank you very much for those. We had 4. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll get
more. So guys, in the future, hit us up on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. Get more of those questions coming in. We will give you shout-outs. We will address them. We'll talk about them. All right.
And now, since we're heading towards the end of our podcast, our episode 4, we're going to give you a little bit of motivation. I picked a quote. It was from Winston Churchill. If you don't know who he is,
Google him.
Figure it out. Shame on you. His quote is this: success is not fatal. Failure is not fatal. It is courage to continue that counts. What does that mean to you guys?
I guess he's trying to, I mean, for me, it kind of sounds like he's putting it all into perspective. Like, none of those are absolute, right? Success, like, once you're successful, you're not just automatically always successful, you know?
Right.
Also the same as failure. Just because you failed in the past doesn't mean you're going to keep on failing.
Right.
It's an up and down scale that goes on your whole life.
But, he says what?
It is courage to continue that counts.
That's what we were talking about before, really. Like, just go with it and start taking action. Like, don't worry whether you're going to be a success or you're going to fail. Don't worry whether your marketing plan is going to work or not work. Don't worry about how you're going to be paying your taxes. Just keep going. Like, if you fail at one thing, you're just going to just keep rolling with the punches and move along. Like,
right.
We've hit a bunch of snags and stuff.
Just keep on
going.
And
we just keep on going. Like, this stuff doesn't stop us.
Right. So it might seem that a lot of this stuff is incredibly repetitive, but that's the key, is that it actually is repetitive. And it's very simple to understand. It takes dedication. It takes consistency. And success is not a one thing. It continues. Like, for example, we started our business. I said this is the third time I'm doing this. We just started, and then we kept moving. We realized how much more there needs to be done.
Yeah.
So that's the courage to continue.
Right.
You know, when, like, some people think they're like, oh, I want to get married, right?
Right.
And they think that, oh, I'm going to be married, I'm going to be happy. It's like, no, you get married, and it's work.
Yeah.
And then you have to have the courage to continue, because that courage, it defines how interested and how dedicated you are to making it work.
Right.
It's
right.
You have to enjoy the journey, accept the failure for what it is, and learn from the failure and keep on moving. Because if you don't do that, and then you're never going to truly succeed where you want to succeed. But it's not that hard.
You
just got to stay
rolling.
Consistent, keep moving. And no matter,
keep on rolling.
But the thing is, like, if you wake up every morning with the idea that yesterday was yesterday, today's going to be much better.
Mm-hmm.
Things will happen. They'll start clicking like crazy, and it takes dedication, takes consistency.
That being said, we're ending it off with a challenge. We are starting to do. We started last week, but now this is official. A new section, weekly challenge. What is it? Just read it off real quick.
Okay, so our weekly challenge to you is, we want you to make a Facebook story and an Instagram story, and we want you to tag us in them so that we know that you did it. This is a way to get yourself out there, to start getting that ball rolling, start marketing yourself, whatever it is you want to do.
Yes.
Even if you don't want to start a business, who cares? You might have some idea that you want to do, so people want to, this is the challenge for you, to get out of your comfort zone, because that's part of the journey, that's how you're going to succeed.
Use those hashtags, like we were talking about.
Yeah, and if you tag us, we will give you a shout out in our next podcast.
Awesome.
So thank you for coming out. This concludes episode 4. We'll be seeing you next week in episode 5, telling you about how we thought the OurCrowd Summit went.
Like, share, and subscribe.
Thank you very much, and this concludes everything.